White House: Trump's strong economy after 6 months proves Panikin's wrong. By Nick Gilbertson on July 21, 2025. President Donald Trump's economy is showing strong signs 6 months into his presidency. According to numerous key National Economic Council, NEC, data points shared with Breitbart News. From low inflation to production numbers to consumer spending, Trump has posted a robust economy half a year into his administration. During his first 6 months in office, President Trump has repeatedly embarrassed the Panikins who predicted doom and gloom. From inflation to recession, White House Deputy Press Secretary Kush Desai said in a statement to Breitbart News. June marked the fifth consecutive month that core CPI, Consumer Price Index, inflation was lower than market expectations. The trend has remained steady throughout each full month Trump has been in office. February to June, and core CPI at an annualized pace rises 2.1%. According to one data point, which tracks with the Federal Reserve's 2% target. Moreover, producer prices in June did not rise, defying the 0.2% expected rise in the market. At the same time, factory output climbed 0.3% in June, beating out an expectation of no change in production. From January into June, under Trump, manufacturing output has increased by 1.8%, according to the data points shared with Breitbart News. In comparison, manufacturing output slipped 0.7% during former President Joe Biden's final months in office from August 2024 into January. Additionally, June showed strong consumer spending, including a 0.6% rise in advance retail sales that far eclipsed a 0.1% expectation. These numbers are accompanied by June's jobs report, which Breitbart News economics editor John Carney noted showed a realignment in the labor force as American-born worker hiring climbed and foreign-born worker hiring declined. In June, the number of native-born Americans with jobs rose by 830,000. Foreign-born employment fell by 348,000. It was the third straight monthly decline for foreign-born workers. The labor force participation rate for native-born workers rose from 61.4% to 61.8%. This isn't a labor shortage. It's a labor realignment. Fewer foreign-born workers. More Americans stepping up to take jobs. Employers, used to drawing from a bottomless global pool, are now facing a domestic labor market and are adjusting accordingly. American workers, seeing that employers are now turning to them to fill jobs, are stepping up. June's figures throughout the economy predate Trump's legacy legislation, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which he signed into law on July 4. The legislation delivers sweeping tax cuts and significant deductions for workers who rely on tips and overtime, in addition to border security measures and more. The June numbers also come as Trump's tariff policies are realigning the global trade market, taking in $120 billion in customs and tariff revenue since he took office. Under President Trump, Americans have seen an end to Joe Biden's inflation crisis, multiple expectation-beating jobs reports, record tariff revenue collection, bond and stock market rallies, and historic investment commitments worth trillions that will cement America's dominance in cutting-edge sectors, Desai said. And the best is yet to come, as the pro-growth policies of the One Big Beautiful Bill and new trade deals kick in. America's economic resurgence under President Trump will only accelerate.